Welcome to Fireside Guard Live. We're here with Mike Trussell after their hard-fought 68-44 loss to South Callaway in the first rung of the Sturgeon Tournament. Tough night, Coach, but you had some bright spots. At halftime, you were within 3 or 4 points of them. What did you adjust between the first and second quarters to make that happen, sir?
We just changed up our defense a little bit and got into a man in the second quarter, and that helped for a while. Our press was kind of bothering them, but then we finally just went ahead and fell into just a straight man and played with them that way for a while. And we were actually ahead right before the half, and we had a couple of kind of silly turnovers and lost the ball, and that's what gave them their three-point lead.
Yes, sir. It looks like you were led. You had two girls in double digits tonight, Grace Thomas with 14 and Aiden Wilhite with 11. And Catherine Dothage backed them up with 8. Has that sort of been your normal scoring crew this season, or kind of fluctuating a little bit?
Yeah, it's just different people. We've had different people every night, it seems like. I mean, Aiden's kind of settling in to be consistent. Grace has been scoring, but tonight she scored. Shot the ball real well and scored more than what she had been. But, you know, there's two or three other people that maybe didn't score as many tonight that had been scoring. And Catherine is working hard on the boards and starting to figure out some things in the post where she can receive passes and making herself available so she can get some buckets that way.
Did anybody run into foul trouble tonight, sir?
Nothing really too bad. I guess Brooklyn ended up fouling out late, but they stayed out of foul trouble for the most part and didn't really hurt us.
South Callaway was led by Reagan Brown with 31 points. Did you see her coming?
She was a load. She's a good ball player. She could drive, she could shoot, and at times we didn't do the best job of stepping over and helping, but on the weak side when she would drive, but she's a good ball player.
She had
a really good game.
We're almost done, sir. Do you know who you're playing next in the tournament and when, sir?
No, we'll have Westrand Wednesday.
What time Wednesday, sir?
Wednesday. I believe we have a 7:30 game.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you very much, Coach Mike Trussell. We will see you Wednesday night at 7:30. And that'll be at the elementary school gym, correct, sir?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you and good luck, sir.
Thank you.